Hello, hello. Happy Q Day, everyone. Zosha.
Hi, Hussy. Hi, Hussy. How are you?
I love it. I love it. The Hussies are in the house.
I was just feeling that. I was like, we haven't mentioned Hussies lately.
Oh my gosh, the happy Hussy hut. You're right.
We'll get on that. That'll be a show. That'll be a show. How are you?
Oh, I am fantastic. I am fantastic. So how are you? I hear you're traveling again.
I am. I've been on the road. Get this. Last weekend, as you know, I was in Corpus Christi, which means the body of Christ in Texas. And this week I'm in Maryland.
Oh.
I'm like, it's just funny. Sometimes it feels like I'm living in a simulation. Just you could start to see the codings. You start to see it feels like Free Guy or it feels like the Matrix. It's just so weird, but it's fun. It's interesting. It kind of feels like a research project in a way, Lauren. Just I'm not used to being out in the world. So it's been just interesting to observe the state, being in a state of peace and watching all of this stuff going on around you. It's interesting and it's weird. It's like, what am I doing here? But then it's fun in other places to play. So it's been fun. So thank you. Yeah, I've been seeing that it's stunningly beautiful today. Everything that I've been doing are military events. So that always excites me to support our military and participate with our military in any way I can. So it fills my heart. That's the group that will take me out of my little cave. So it's fun. Thank you. Thank you for asking. And you should see the sailboats in the area and the sun. Oh, beautiful day. Beautiful day. So I'm very happy to be with you here right now. I banned my people. No one can come near me. I'm jerry-rigged a little desk here in my space. I'm actually impressed. I'm making it work. So happy to be with you.
I love it. I love it. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you're here with me too. Oh my goodness.
And I'm closer to you and you're in the virgin state.
That's right. I'm in the virgin state and you're in Maryland, the Virgin Mary.
Oh, so fun. How are you? What's new with you?
What's new with me? Well, funny that you ask, because so I was inspired this week to I bought a ticket to go on a boat. I don't know if just for the audience, I grew up on boats. My dad had me on a sailboat when I was very, very young. Actually, when I was born, he took a pink bow and put it on the boat. It was just so sweet. And he built me a little swing in the cabin so I would swing with the boat when it was lean.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it was just, oh, my daddy, he's such a sweet daddy. So I love boats. I love the water. So I decided to go. I bought a ticket to go on, I believe it's a 75-foot schooner boat up in, well, I got the address wrong, but I bought a ticket to go on a sailboat ride. I was inspired. And I actually entered the address. It was off by just a smidge. And so I got there, right? I drove out there. I got there. And oh, the wrong place. I'm like, oh man. So it's okay. It wasn't meant to be. I got a, you know, I emailed them. I was about 30 minutes away from the correct destination.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, okay, there we go. You know, so, but I was actually, speaking of boats, I was actually able to see, I was in Portsmouth and I was able to see a big aircraft carrier, which was pretty amazing. And so I decided, I'm like, well, I'm going to make lemonade out of the lemons here that I have today. So I went on over to Virginia Beach and I had a nice lunch right on the ocean and walked out on the sand and, of course, dipped my toes in the water. And then I was inspired to go to Oceana Naval Base and you can park your car and you can watch the F-18 jets take off and come in and go out. And Zosha, when you were mentioning just how proud and, you know, when anything involving the military and how it excites you, I cannot begin to explain how I'm sitting there in my car. I get out of my car and I'm just watching these jets take off and they're so loud. They go right over your head. You know what I'm talking about, Zosha.
I do. I do. It's a special place.
It's a special place. and I'm watching these jets take off. They're going right over my head, and my whole body just, it's this su such honor. I'm so proud. There's so much honor. Just like you said, the alliance in the air is I mean, our air alliance, our air angels.
Yeah.
Right? Is anything you want to share on that?
Oh, just touching on it with the military, I always, have family connections and friends, and it just, sometimes there's a group who feel opposite with the military, and it always hurts my heart. So it's such a joy to be around them, and really just to say they're such beautiful people in the military. It just, some people just go right to the war aspect. And from what someone told me, for every fighter, there's like 10 more people behind them. There's just such beautiful people in the military, beautiful hearts, and there's light in the military, as we know from a bigger perspective, but even personally, knowing a bigger group of people, it's just stunning. So I know what you're saying when you watch a jet go by, even for those of us who so admire them and what they're doing, the commitment, it's a sacrifice. Your life changes when you're in the military. In so many significant ways, someone might not ever think of. And when you watch that and witness it, I felt what you were saying. It's just, I wasn't in the military, but I feel them. So it's just sending this love and feeling them, feeling what they're doing, their commitment. And thank you for sharing that, because that is a beautiful place. So how synchronistic.
How synchronistic. And just to tack on to that, like the same thing I've with a na like give a an example of like a Navy SEAL. Like I've been, I just was curious what they go through, the training and just reading, just reading and learning about what the training that they go through. I'm like, oh my gosh, wow. And that's just one example. There's many, many other of the elite fighting forces. Just so much. I don't even know how to explain it. It's just like, wow. It gives me heart chills. What can I say? Okay, so. The reason that so I bring up the sailing trip that I missed. Oh well, I'm gonna do it again. So I was on my way to what was supposed to be Yorktown, and my girlfriend Corinne, she sent me a song because I had shared with her that I was gonna go sailing, and she shared a song with me, and immediately when I saw it, I just started to tear up because I love this song. I feel it's most likely a breadcrumb I left myself. It's the song "Sailing" by Christopher Cross, and I was listening to it in the car and just had some tears just going down my cheek. It hits home. It's deep for me when I listen to this song. It just brings me so much peace. So I wanted to read some of the lyrics from that. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing. Just wanted to read some of the lyrics of the song. So, okay, here we go. Well, it's not far down to paradise. At least it's not for me. And if the wind is right, you can sail away and find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Believe me. It's not far to Never Never Land. No reason to pretend. And if the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Believe me. And I mean,
Yeah,
it's just
that's.
so. Sorry, go ahead, Sosha.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm just agreeing with you. I'm feeling it. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, thank you. I mean, I and you never interrupting. I love it whenever you feel inspired to share. So, something that stood out to me, I'm all about, now that we know what we know about Q and Mermaid and these songs, I'm like, oh, I'm paying attention to the lyrics. So, something that stands out to me in these lyrics is the canvas can do miracles, just you wait and see. Believe me, and just a dream and the wind to carry me. So I was sitting with that and I found something online that was very interesting. It's called, it was the metaphor of the sail, the canvas, the sail. And I wanted to share this because I feel it's going to tap into what we were inspired to talk about today. So it says, on the surface, there is no difference between a sail on a boat and a large sheet of canvas. A canvas sheet, folded and lying on the stern of a masted boat, is useless and worthless. However, that same canvas, mounted to a mast and fixed to a boom, which is a simple wooden pole, can propel a yacht or ship to the ends of the earth. When mounted to the mast and fixed to the boom, an invisible force fills it. The once limp canvas swells up like a balloon and is transformed to an elegant shape that can propel a yacht or a mighty ship to the ends of the earth when yielded and directed by the wind. Filled with wind, it is now something completely new, a sail. It is no longer a mere piece of canvas. Something has been added, an invisible yet powerful force, the wind. It has been transformed from a flaccid cloth to a powerful sail. And so the visual that I got from that metaphor that that I found was so to me it was just a beautiful visual of how being in connection with our spirit, making that connection our highest priority. And when we're connected to our spirits, what happens? Well, we're in alignment with our true self, our hearts. What Q talks about that breastplate, you know, on our chest, underneath our chest, our heart. And the sail, the canvas, is our blank canvas, our creative power as source. The wind is our energy, our inspiration, our highest excitement. And by being in connection with our spirit, learning how to discern, how to feel, we use this as our navigation, our inner compass. And if we follow our hearts, the steering is automatic. So I just thought that was so powerful, and wanted to share. I mean, you can't see the wind, right? But you certainly can feel it. And right, and I just find that so beautiful. How do you feel, Zosia?
It's so beautiful. I didn't want to interrupt you. There's so much in there. We could wrap it with everything you shared. There's so much in there to even just keep revisiting it, Lauren. Really beautiful summary that how you described it. And I took a couple notes when you were talking about it. And I love the comparison of the sail. It's flaccid. The word flaccid was used on the laying on the ground or laying on the ship. And then when it's used, it makes me feel like when Q says, the light, we know our light when you know your spirit and your heart, but you have to know to sort it. To me, that means, we can hold our light, but not everyone holds it. Sometimes the rubber band people can lose it. So you have to know to sort it. You have to know it's there. You have to know to work with it. So that's what came to me. One of the essences, excuse me, and the other piece was the essence. It's our light, our essence. How do we live from that place? Feeling your spirit. You said some of this, but feeling it, how do you know? And I can't believe this just came to me, but the laying in bed, it's so funny. And sorry to keep breaking it up, but
No, I love it.
it's so silly, but it's that profound. Why was it profound? Because I could feel my spirit. It's quiet, it's peaceful. It's just an allowance to be, hold space with myself and to feel that spirit and just start communicating with it. The dialogue that happens in the silence is profound. It's
Wow.
not active. It's the feel you reference this too. It just happens. But to tune into that, to get so quiet and to just keep going for that inner state of peace, everything else activates from there. Like you referenced as well, that heart center, it just activates from that place, not my head. So the lying in bed or sitting on a chair or watching a sailboat, whatever it is, whatever we're inspired to do at any moment, it's just incredible the conversation that goes on in the silence, in the wind. It's beautiful, really such a beautiful analogy. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, no, you're welcome. I just, oh, go ahead, sorry.
Oh no, I just had actually another piece that I wrote last night. I was listening to some older clip of Q, a question I had asked him. I don't remember the question, but this is a piece I pulled out of his answer, and it connects to what you're sharing. When you live your life as you wish, and you do what you want, and are excited about it, the creation you're excited about is going to show up.
Oh yeah, Zosha, didn't you, I think you called in and you mentioned this to Q. This was one of your questions about the when the fabric of your creation changes.
Yes, yeah, good one.
How I liken that to the sail, the canvas, the sail, the
Yeah, the
boat,
fabric.
the fabric.
And I feel like that's the, how do you feel about this? From that state of peace and that silence and that living your highest excitement, it engages something totally different. And then that aspect, my first question to Q was about the homestead and the creative aspect. And he said that's the most important part, was going within from your heart. So it, and it also connects into feeling like you're in a simulation. All that stuff outside of me isn't me. But when I go in my heart and feel and envision from an inspired place, can start to see it all changes. I can go, I could talk about that in a minute, but being in a crowd of people, I can go somewhere else. I can observe the people around me. I could witness. It's more of a witnessing place. So it's very gentle, but so neutral. And we can create what we want. That's to me the biggest piece of all of this. I feel that's why he's always having us go within so we can access that and turn that on. How do you feel about that living? Do you have, will anything come to you? I'll just say it like that. When you go in your heart.
I loved the example that you shared because I had going, for years, right? For years, you would hear people say, "Oh, learn how to love yourself first." I'm like, "What does that mean?"
I'm trying.
Can I phone a friend? Like, what does that mean?
Now I don't like myself because I can't love myself.
Well, how do you love yourself?
Right.
What does that mean? They don't teach you this stuff in school. Right? They don't, nobody knows this, and it's not anyone's fault. It's just no one does because it's all, generate whatever. So I'm like, okay. And I was talking to a friend this week, my friend Dave, California Dave, and he said, well, he was listening to one of our shows and he was like, Lauren, I'm Zosha, she mentioned on one of, I think it was one of our shows actually, how she practices, a loving herself, and that is just connection, deep connection with your spirit, and knowing what that feels like, knowing what that looks like, and making that the highest priority. And I was like, that's profound. Like, wow, that's beautiful. So I love that you shared that, Zosha, and that you're helping me. You're teaching me. I don't have all of my stuff together here. I mean, we show
And
up.
nor do I. Nor
Right,
do I.
like I, we show up for an hour. I'll speak for myself. I sh We show up for an hour on Saturdays and do a show. And trust me, when during the week, I mean, it could be like a roller coaster. Like it's called the hot mess roller coaster, right? And I got a front row seat, and so it's just, but it's learning how to be, connected to our spirits. Okay, something happens. I had an incident this week that popped up. I was scared. I was experiencing fear. I knew I had to do it, but I was still fearful and scared. And I remember Lucia telling me this, acting, what did she say? You do it in spite of the fear, you do it, and that is courage. You walk through the storm. You just, right? So that's what,
Yes.
yeah.
Keep
Anything?
going.
Yeah,
Keep
keep
going.
going. Oh no, go ahead.
Well, hold that space where you just mentioned walking through the storm and courage. I'll just comment and thank you for bringing up that piece. And Dave, thank you, Dave in California. It's a great even reminder to myself, but it actually made me look at when I'm standing in a crowd of people in an environment I am not used to, people all over the place drinking. I felt like I was in the bar scene at Star Wars, but I was in such peace, such stillness. And why I appreciate the reminder is again, because I still share it with some people who may ask or something at a time. And it is that carrot in front, that carrot stick, where my in every moment, I always go for inner peace, because that's the bottom line. And Q guides us there as well. And I see why, because now from there we can create. So in standing in this bar, people touching me, bumping up. No, I would have been freaked out not that long ago, thinking something jumped on me or an alien, in that whole mindset, but it just isn't there anymore. I'm in a state of peace. Now I recognize that it can't even touch me. It can't even stick to me. I'm empowered in my space and in my spirit. So I'm watching it evolve. Myself grow. I was going to ask you that question as well, that even with the storms, do you see an evolution in yourself? Because that's what holds me. Okay, I may not have this perfected. I don't know if that ever is a state, because we're constantly creating. But I keep evolving and keep watching my inner state of peace grow and grow and grow, where now I feel even so much stronger. Nothing bothers me. Now, I don't want to just put that. It doesn't mean I don't get scared or something like that, but it just goes. I see it and it goes. It's not me. It's just what the body's experiencing. So I want to just weave that back, because I felt empowered, really empowered in that space. And to me, it's just a reminder to keep for me to keep going into that state of peace, no matter what you're feeling. So I want to hear more about your story, where I feel you were going with that, if you want to share that.
Thank you. I love, as always, I love everything that you share. And so yeah, this thing, happened, and because
Encourage. Sorry.
thank the oh no, not at all. The courage. So okay, this thing it happened, right? I walked through it. I did it. And I felt very empowered afterwards. Like when you're talking about empowerment, being able to be in neutral, being able to be in the bar scene, if you will, like that you described, and knowing who you are, being connected to your spirit, that deep inner peace, right? And knowing that from that, you can create whatever you want. So the same thing, for me, I felt very empowered. And the empowerment, that feeling of empowerment, not ego, just like, no, you know what I mean? It was just more of like, oh, okay, I got through it, I navigated it, and now how do I feel? And observing how I felt, and I felt so good. And I got to the point of, and thank you for the people, they posted their recent post on Goodwill Trumping, and Matt Damon is like, oh God, should I say it?
Do
He
it.
Okay, all right. He says Trump has, what did he say? Something like Trump has no fucks to give left. So that's like, I called it, like I told you, Zosia, I was like, I'm in the no fuck zone. Excuse me, that sounds awful. But like, I don't care anymore. No ducks left to give. I don't care. And when you get to the place of not ducking caring anymore, it's a very quite nice place to be.
You
Right?
feel the power behind it. And for the people, if you're looking, please take the comic off of our page.
That's
Because we were so excited. Like, go fish, DJT, go fish, Q.
That's right. So I just,
Yes, there's power in it. There's strength.
yeah.
Power. Exactly what you're saying. You could
Yeah,
feel it.
I was exactly like, okay, should I share? Okay, so I went and I, there's an example. I wanted to test drive a vehicle this week, and I'm sure the guy's like, what's this girl thinking? Right? I went in there
Who's
in my,
this hussy?
who's this hussy? I went in there in my gym clothes and my tennis shoes. I did not care. And hey, by the way, I had on my POTUS hat. Thank you, Corinne and Donnie. I had on my POTUS hat, DJT on the back. I had no ducks to give. And I was like, I would like to test drive this vehicle. He's probably thinking, this heathen walking
Yes,
around,
ma'am. I bet he said yes, ma'am.
the heathen hussy. I don't care, right? And it was great. It was a great experience, right? It went very well. So when you don't care, right? It's empowering.
You strengthen the muscle every time we do something courageous and we conquer that fear. conquer that, whatever the feeling, every time. Doesn't matter if it's a little tiny little thing or a big thing. It just exercising that muscle, and for me, builds confidence. Oh, and maybe in your story, you just were you, authentically you. I feel that's a different feeling. It's a totally different feeling than showing up with the empty words and the lie and the story or whatever, right? I
That's
feel
right.
if that person has a heart center and light in them, they feel it too. I know you walk. I know how you felt. I felt you when you told the story. I'm surprised you didn't just take the car and give it
Exactly. It's just that, and okay, here's another example of just owning it, right? Just being your authentic self, connecting, being connected and grounded in who you are, and no ducks to give. I just told you this morning, I went to a friend's wedding 2 years ago. There was a hurricane coming through, right? And I had this beautiful off-the-shoulder black dress. It was beautiful. I had my heels. Well, a Lauren's not going to be wearing heels and sloshing around in the water. I'm just not doing it. So I said, duck it. And I put on my rain boots with my black dress and I owned it. And people loved it.
Because, like, how smart is that? Common sense.
And my feet were dry.
You had no mud in your toes. Common sense.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. So I share these examples just to hopefully that it encourages and empowers others if they choose,
I love it. I love
Yeah.
it.
Yeah,
I have a story when I was young.
let's hear it. Let's
Well,
hear it.
I was young. I was in my 20s. I studied finance. I don't know why. I did not enjoy it, but it was the hardest major, so that's what I did. That was my nature. I was programmed that way. Anyway, got a job on Wall Street, which I have to talk to Donald Trump about why he didn't accept my application. I have a long, this is coming Q. This is a question for you at some point. For years, it has been on my list. Anyway, I had a job on Wall Street. I loved it. I loved the people I worked with. It was exciting. All the people were my age. It was a great social group similar to me. Just really loving people. I didn't know I was working for the evil enemy. But over my course of trying different summer jobs and taking this job, it just didn't really make sense. But I still loved it. I did well. People liked me. I got promoted earlier than many of my peers. Life was really good. But I had this yearning. I didn't know why. I just had this deep, deep yearning for travel all the time. But one day I'm looking there and I walk on the trading floor and I see there's not as many women, and I see the women, and it's a hard life. They're there for all hours of the day. You know, where I wanted to go and succeed there, I just started to hit me like, I don't want this life, actually. What am I doing here? I don't want to commute for hours. I don't want to give my life to this job and have 2 weeks vacation. So I was like, huh, what am I going to do? And I started feeling it's like, well, now this is pre-internet, pre-emails and whatnot. Just to make a long story short, I found this place. I always wanted to travel. France was always in my life. Many times I was drawn to France. So I found this language school and I talked to people around me. You know, I really actually just want to go travel. And they looked at me like, okay, but you're in a job. Why would you do that? Could not find anybody who really got it. But one day I reached out to the language school. I found a spot. I wrote them in letters. We communicated. I got my spot. I figured it all out and then just decided I'm just leaving. So I just quit. You can imagine the jaw drops from my fam. My mother didn't speak to me. I'm like, why would someone not speak to me because I left to go pursue something? I was really confused, you know, innocent, naive. I was just, in hindsight, there were moments in my life where I just followed my spirit. And I didn't, still to this day, I don't know really why I went there, but I went there and had an incredible experience, lived in the south side of France, studied French, ate fresh food, you know, all of the beautiful things that come with travel. But it was scary. I was by myself. I did it by myself. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know anyone at the school. I just didn't do it with anyone. And I quit my job, which was shocking even to myself. But I couldn't not do it. So we've talked about this when your spirit just wants to do something. I couldn't not do it, even at the risk of being the good girl. I followed the rules a lot. It pissed people off. It was so confusing to me. But doing it, it's what you had. It was empowering. I didn't realize it was empowering. It's really at looking back how much stronger I got. And then I started doing more things that I just wanted to do. People didn't like it. I was kind of the weird one, which actually worked in my favor because you're kind of weird. People get used to you being weird in your life. So the expectations of you change a little. But it was a profound story when I look back. And when I look back, I see other moments in my life, the coding in your life when you do things like this. And I always say, I really don't have regrets because when I followed my heart, now there's times I didn't, but they were little moments. But all the big moments, I really did feel my spirit. And I just guarantee for myself, I say this to my children, if you just follow your heart, you will never have a regret. Never, ever, ever. Because that comes from source. There's a bigger fabric being woven unbeknownst to myself, to my little personality. And we could talk about accusations of being selfish in a while as well, but anything come to you for that or any other story of your own?
Oh, wow. That's a beautiful story, Zosia. You know what came to me is when we that expectation, follow the program, go to college, get a matrix job, the good girl, same for me, cross the T's, dot the I's, do what I'm told, don't make waves. Well, that's for me, and so and Kelly was and Kelly and Lucia and Margie were speaking about this on Connect with Kelly in the previous hour before our show. You have to, you get to a point where if you don't follow your spirit and your, and you don't go with what your heart's telling you, for me, I started having physical issues. I didn't know it at the time if that's what it was, but that energy wanted to be released. And because of my fear of, oh gosh, what about this? And what about this? And, this epigenetic body with all this programming that we have, it would kick in. And so I feel like I was kind of, I feel like a little bit behind, but it's fine. It's all on time, so to speak. But what I really tapped into was when you start to change, the other people around you who are used to the way that, you have always done things, it will cause them to become uncomfortable and they don't like it because you're not following the program. It's like the movie Free Guy. Ryan Reynolds goes in and asks for his, usual cu cup of whatever, mocha, whatever he gets. And the girl, the cashier, the barista, she's like, "What? No, you're not following the program."
Her eyes go big and she's shocked.
Yeah,
And what
right.
did the police officer say?
Oh yeah, he was upset too. I forgot what he said, but it just wasn't, it wasn't the happy coffee house.
I tell you, he actually, because that's one of my favorite scenes. If he was. He usually orders a cappuccino, let's say, and now he wanted a what you said, mochaccino. The cop said, I'm gonna shoot you. But it's funny because it's a spoof on
Yeah.
exactly, for my example, I'm gonna shoot you, equivalent, I'm not gonna speak to you. You did not what you're saying. I am not gonna speak to you because you did not follow the program. You went to college, you are to work here, you are to continue doing that. And essentially, that was my scene. That's why it stood out to me so
Oh
much.
my God, that is so
Hysterical.
funny. That is hysterical. It's just, it's like when you don't follow this program and others around you, they're like, oh boy, wow, look what she's doing. What's gotten into her? Are you okay? Oh, I'm great. Right.
You relate less. So now you relate less.
And now you're spending a lot of time alone, right? And I'm like, well, because you know how it goes, Zosha. It's when you're doing this inner work, you're raising your frequency. I was listening to something by Alan Watts the other night. Man, he's good. And he said it perfectly. I can't remember how he said it, but basically it's not a judgment. It's not for lack of loving the individual. It's just you have nothing to chat about anymore because they are still focused on the illusion of
Yeah.
that, right? The illusion of that reality. And you just, this distance is created. So to your point, we can talk about, the selfish, it's, selfish to, follow your heart, and you have these expectations and obligations, and anything that you want to share about that, Zosia?
Yeah, two things. The first part about the movie Free Guy 2 and feeling you started to say when you make a decision from your heart, I forgot your words, but things change. Your environment changes, and I feel Magenta Pixie spoke about it, and as she helped me, another piece that helped when she used the word coding, pretty sure it was her, when you change and you ask a bigger question internally, when your spirit asks a bigger question and you go in a different direction following your heart, it's like the code changes and a different door opens because you, I'll just use this word, maybe the code switch you now upgraded. If it is like a game like Free Guy, you kind of upgraded. Now you get two new toys to play with, new things to play with. So you have a whole new world open to you. And it is fascinating because those movies were very critical for me to understand exactly what's going on here. And it connects back to the fabric of your creation changes. It really helped me understand our power and our creative aspect from Westworld, from Free Guy, from The Matrix, from The Truman Show. They're all saying the same thing and essentially in different ways. And once you get the game, like sharing with Q, him sharing the truth of really what's going on here. Now we know how to get out of that and see how the obligations, I'm going to shoot you. You don't participate in the game, which comes down to the word selfishness. That is where that word, I've been accused of that regularly throughout my life. Not regularly, because I'm always confused. I'm so thoughtful. I'm really one of the most thoughtful people that I know in my life for many years, meaning I'll go to the end. I am so loyal. I will be there. I'll listen to anything you share. I will support you. I would go to these lengths until I started to wake up and recognize, well, there are really not many other people doing this to this degree. Why am I getting accused of being selfish? So then hearing Q and putting all the pieces together. Oh, it's the Matrix calling me that. It's from the mind. I'm not playing the game the way you want. But back to our spirit. Our spirit just goes. We just flow. We're instant. We're fast. We see something we want. Q mentioned I heard on an old show too, like 2,000 years ago. It's instantaneous. Whatever we want to go do, we go do. And one of the favorite quotes that he shares is, I hope I'm still on track. Yeah, with selfishness, the biggest crime in the universe is to tell anyone who they are, what they are, and where they are. And by the way, you're late.
Yeah, that's right.
Because your spirit just goes. It just goes. There's no judgment when you're in spirit, when you're in your heart. It's just what is. Who's showing up? There's no expectations, there's no stuff put on anyone. For me, that was critical too to recognizing I'm the spirit. Just flow, whatever happens. We talked about this once before when some of the ascended masters I read wouldn't see good or bad. It just was. They had no ability to judge, like Q will say. Now we have our boundaries because we're in the matrix, we're in duality. So it's a paradox in a way. But there's so much there. We can talk about this for days, Lauren.
I
Anything
know.
come to you?
Well,
Selfishness, have you been selfish? And that's a capital S, by the way. Spirit versus little self, body.
yeah.
Selfish is a spirit. We're in our spirit. So, yes, I am selfish. I'm in my spirit. The little S selfish, that's for me the ego, the body, all that stuff.
And I remember, Zosia, when you said, something along the lines of, I'm not here, it's not a person, it's not a popularity contest, it's not a it's really spirit. Your highest priority is connecting with your spirit. Is it,
Oh,
is that,
yeah.
I think you said something, forgive me if I misquoted
No,
you.
you got it. Is it when we were talking, I was sharing with Lauren. At the beginning, I'd call in with questions, and I just always had questions from my heart. My spirit leapt out. Not visually, I witnessed my spirit energetically leap out of my body to Q, Mermaid, and Asha. So then questions started last year, and I would call in and I just constantly had that leaping out feeling. And I'm telling myself, wait your turn, give someone else a chance. And I did that, but I went through a lot of mind energy and I felt like I felt a lot of cording all around. You know what I mean? Whatever that was, I could feel everything. And I had to really check what is going on. I'm not here for myself. I don't even feel like they're my questions. It's just my spirit is like kicking me. Go ahead, move. You know what I'm saying? It's a really a departure from my own personality. I was like, okay, I have to observe this and feel it. This question is coming through me. It's not even a mental activity. So I just let it go and still went through lots of mind stuff that we all used to talk about last year. But I realized I'm here at this moment to ascend. It's my spirit ascending, not this meat suit. So I just had to keep feeling it. And it wasn't easy because I'm always been a good person. Take my turn. You know what I mean? I'll let 10 people in before me. But I just had to be there for myself and for my spirit and feel it. My spirit communicating with our source spirit, not me. So it's very tricky and it's well, it's not tricky. It's what we make of it. But it took me a while to let go that it's me, even me. Even still, that's a it's an interesting place to be. It's not even me. Even me talking with you, I recognize I'm in this body expressing through this body and what this body is programmed or manufactured to be, but it isn't me.
You know, that's interesting, Zosia, because I was looking at a post on a Telegram channel that I follow this week, and they took this individual posted about Ron Amatron talking about how we have two spirits within us. Ron Amatron, everyone is from Creation Lightship. He's the healer, source energy, healing. And he says, we have one spirit that controls the body and makes it function, such as moving our hands. It can get contaminated when we get sick or things happen to us. The other spirit is here to be in communication with the body and for creativity. This spirit looks out of our eyes to help us perform an action and experience life. This is a spirit we see when we look in someone else's eyes. The other spirit is just stuck in the body and can't see anything. This other energy or spirit does leave us when the body dies. This is not the emotional body. So I thought that was pretty interesting because it talks about like this, we're in this body, this meat suit that we chose for this experience, the best of the worst. And we have all the epigenetic, recordings from all of our ancestors before. Our body is pretty much a recording system. We have our brain, which is basically it's this big computer, and you have the subconscious mind running all the time from the past, programming.
The crazy crayon, the
The cra
crayon scribbling.
That's right, the mind energy, right? But then we have, and that's what we're learning. Well, I'll speak for myself, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate. That's, I've spent years researching, listening, observing, gathering information. I'm a researcher because it's like I couldn't get enough. One thing led to another, led to another, led to another. And now I am in the application phase. This is the application phase. Where was I going to go with this? So, just that cell. Where was I going to go with this, Sosha? Oh,
Do you want me to say something and see if it comes back?
yeah, please do.
I feel like Q is a beautiful example when he shares about his different expressions that he's been in. And I know he says he's different than we are because we're dedicated, you know, we have more dedication to our unique vessel. Where he's come in and out. But it's awesome to witness, even asking him a question, joking, like if you're sitting at the table with Mermaid, you know, can she say, you're like, it wasn't me that did that, it was Elvis who came through. And he has shared that too, that different natures can come through, but he's still him, he's still Q. But that's a beautiful example of how the different spirit, like, is just not even the body, the different light, the different expressions can come through. So at first it's like, wow, how do you hold that? But he, you know, with universal knowing, you can hold it. But in my own self, recognizing. I hope this is helping you. I'm just going to keep talking until you find your spot.
No, please keep talking.
But it's just feeling the spirit come through. And for me, I can only do it when I got quiet. I only did it in a state of silence at first. And then I met Q and helped me clean up the terrain I was living in, choosing to live in, and stop participating. So the distraction of the outside world, the crayon, or being in your heart, it's not, we're not our personalities. We're just in. And when we're in that heart space, it's just a hum. It's that om sound. It's that state of being. It's peace. It's peace.
You know, it just came to me, Zosia. Thank you. I knew
Yay.
it would. So the we got the programming going on, right? So now we're literally deprogramming the program.
Yes.
We're reprogramming, right? And once you step out of all of these matrix, activities, whatever we want to call it, you can't participate in them anymore. You just can't. I can't.
Beautiful. Because you're stepping back in the program. It's like, wait a minute. I just stopped doing that. I could see the distraction. Why would you jump back into a relationship with someone? It's just going to reprogram you, or potential to reprogram you again, until you're
Exactly.
really living from that state of being, right? That empowered place. When it becomes regular, then it's like, oh, okay, I can play in this vessel. It's way more fun, but it's beautiful expression how you just put that. Would you say it again? What did you say? Deprogramming the programming?
Yeah, it's deprogramming the program. So we come in here, as and as babies, and we have all of our spirit. I was listening to Ron Amatron last night. We have all of our spirit in us, but then we have all the things that are put in our way, the programming, the schooling, the
Show up for Mother's Day. Show up for the birthday. Send the card. Don't forget to, yeah.
and oh, we have to be here and here on this holiday, and oh my gosh, I'm like. This is, I mean, it's all beautiful people, but it's just, and a lot of people, they don't know. They're just going along with the program that they had when they were growing up. So to them, it's, if you haven't done the inner work, if you don't have an interest in doing the inner work, or if you don't have that question of, God, there's got to be more, then this might sound foreign to somebody. This might sound like, what is she talking about? But when you have that desire to that that there's more. Right. There's this you can't stop the pull, like you're just magnetically pulled to discover, to learn. So we have all these years of programming that we participate in. Obviously, I didn't know, but I didn't know that's what was going on. But then, I had this and everyone has their own awakening journey story. Now I'm like, oh, I'm deprogramming the program, the simulation, the illusion, and now I'm working on, reprogramming to what I want it to be, or give it no meaning, right? Just as you talked about. There's this peace that comes from living from your spirit, and I'm learning. I'm not perfect in this. I'm learning, I get knocked down many times. Oh, that didn't work out so well. Okay. But I will tell you this, and I know you know this, Osha. When you're creating a new path, and Lucia, thank you. Lucia taught me this. When you're creating a new path, you don't have the plan. You don't have everything out in front of you. And that can be scary. It can be very scary because we've been programmed to be in survival mode, right? We've been programmed to always thinking ahead, always thinking ahead. I know in nursing school it was like, well, the patient might do this, so you got to be prepared for this. And it's just so now when you're creating a new path for yourself, that part of the growth and evolution that comes with that and from that is learning how to trust yourself, learning how to trust your spirit. And that's where the growth happens. When you write, where's the growth in when everything's laid out? Oh, there you go. Easy button, push. Like when we all would like an easy button, right? Here and there.
It's like a dot-to-dot painting. Did you ever see the painting where it tells you blue goes in the fours and
Oh,
green goes
yeah.
in the
Yep.
versus creating your own canvas, which goes back synchronistically to what you shared about the sailboat. It's beautiful how you're expressing it, and what I feel is such a gift, Lauren, is just sharing your process of how you're realizing it. It's really beautiful. We're wiping our own slate boards clean. That's ascension. That's what Q said, would be wiping the slate board clean. But individually, it's our own slate boards, whiteboards. We're clearing it clean and we get to make it the way we want. Everything we choose is our creation. The light is all around us. Everything we choose is here right now. You
That's
know, and
right.
just you referenced it as well about we just don't participate. We don't go back. We just don't participate. It's from the spirit perspective, which can feel cold to those in the matrix. Because it's so, well, why don't you call on whatever day? Don't you love your so and so? It's just different. It's just different. And I felt being around so many people last night. I was in a bar, beautiful people, really good people. And one person kept saying how he's just moving again. He wants to move again, going to another state. Why? I just hate Maryland. They're this and that and this and that. His expression, but what I observed, what I felt, he's really looking for a connection. He's like, can you all come live next to us? Why is he saying that? Okay, that's a nice compliment. But really what I feel, it's just, I feel your heart. He just doesn't know that that's what he's feeling. And I'm not trying to analyze them. It's just what I feel. Just this yearning to want to be with heart-centered people. But if you don't know that's what you're looking for, you know what I mean? You're going to look outside, maybe a new state, maybe a new house, maybe a new this. And that's okay because that was my journey too.
Yeah. Wow.
But however it goes, it's all perfect. Like you said something about being late, and I saw some quote about, you know, the flower seed is going to bloom and it's perfect timing. All of our own seeds are blooming in our own life. However, we choose to.
That's right. That's
That's
right.
empowering too. It's in us, it's on us to do it.
Wow.
Just let me throw in too, because Q recommended once it came up, the Robin Williams movie. I'm not sure. I feel you saw it, What Dreams May Come. Right? And it's about the painter and the canvas. And it's really a beautiful, okay, I covered my eyes. He did say, be careful, there's some programming in it. But in essence, that movie to me is talking about creating how you see things. How you see things show up. That's what I find is so fun about the synchronicities. How you see, why did I feel so peaceful in the bar? Because I'm so peaceful inside. That was reflected to me. That's how I feel about it.
Wow.
It'll reflect back how we are. So that's the beauty of empowering ourselves. Is
Yeah.
everything mirroring us? Because as we grow, you shared that too. You can't go back. You know, we see more, we feel more, it reflects at a higher frequency.
That's right. That's right. It's with the energies that have been happening, this, I think this, I see we have 3 minutes
Oh,
left. Go ahead.
BBS.
BBS. Thank you,
Mr.
BBS.
T.
Thank you, Mr. T.
Did you finish your tea, Mr. T? He's on it. He's on it.
That's right.
Again, Lauren, we're at the end of the show. I love you. I love being with you. Thank you for everyone who's sharing space with us and allowing us into your spaces.
Yes,
It's
yes.
Q Day. Q. Where are you? PRQ Homestead is next. Lauren, why don't you close us out?
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, Zosha, everything you said. Q, we love you, we miss you, Q and Mermaid, and we hope you are I know that you're with us. I just know it. And so thank you everyone for listening. Thank you to all the subscribers. We so appreciate your donations very much. And
Very much.
thank you for, just allowing us to share this space with you and just to take the time just to listen and to want to grow, just to listen for yourself, It's not selfish to want to desire more. It's not selfish to want to connect with your spirit. It's quite the opposite. It's actually loving yourself.
Yeah. And from that place, you can love others.
That's right. That's right.
And I love you.
Oh, I love you too. I love you too. I think that's a wrap. What do you feel, Zosia?
Yeah, it's a wrap. Thank we'll see you next week at our happy hour, and tune in to PRQ Homesteads next.